Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Linda, and this is Soul in the City, and this is Monday's Life Class. I have no guests really today, so we won't have a long show. I just wanted to talk about being in the program myself and just finding the time to get your studies done when this is a self-paced program, which sometimes I'm having a hard time doing. I have just about finished the bachelor's portion of the program. Actually, I have finished it. I just have to type up a few more lessons and send them in. I kind of printed them first, and then I'm just typing them up. So that's where I am in the program, and what I have found is that it is really important to find the time, and this is not only in with this program, but with life, to prioritize your time. And what I'm finding is most difficult for me is defining the time and balance of being a mom. I work, my day job is a hospital nurse. And to do other things and find the time for to get the lessons done and that kind of thing. And then finding the time when I'm finished with this, which I feel like I'm really pretty much completed, and then going on to the master's program. So what I'm doing and would love input from other people is how to organize your time. And what I'm finding, if I do so many lessons a day or devote 2 to 3 hours a day to my studies, that is really helping me. I have gone through a couple of things where I try to just do it on the weekends or certain days. Everybody will have individual things or individual items of how to get this program completed. But if you work full-time and trying to do a lot of things, or you own your own business, which I do that too, it is sometimes difficult to stay on track. So I'm just hoping that we all can stay on track and prioritize our time. I finally come to the conclusion that this completing this program is important to me, so that I was going to have to find ways to prioritize my time to complete the program. So my new goal is, like I said, basically, and I have been doing this, is to devote 2 to 3 hours a day total by the end of the week, to have devoted maybe 5 to 10 hours or more toward the program by the end of the week. I am in the process of doing this so far. It has been good. And I guess the other thing is to mentally say that this program is important to me. So, therefore, if it's important to me, I have to make this a priority in my time. And to go to the next level and the next goal for me, I have to complete this program with a doctorate. So, started this program, I think, in September of 2011. So I'm a little bit, as you see, behind the behind time that I would like to have been, but at a pace that is workable and doable for me. So prioritizing my time has been a very important thing for me, finding the time to do it, making that time possible, because I do have the time to do it. It's a mindset. And then the other thing for me, along with prioritizing and finding the time to complete the program, is my dedication to completing this for what I want to go to the next level. And if I'm dedicated to this, then the time to have for this program will be there for me, and I'll dedicate time, because this is a step to the next level for me. So I am going to have to dedicate and be dedicated to the program and completing it in the steps in which I set the goals out for it to be. So I think it's important for us to set the short-term goals. So for that, to find the time to find the dedication, because sometimes in life we get sidetracked with business, with other things, and before you know that you've kind of, and that's kind of happened to me, that your goal set is a little bit longer, it's a little bit longer. But on the other hand, to find the time to have a balanced life is so much as important too. So to find the time to have balance in my life, to not just be about the studies. The studies also are so important in my harmony and my stress reduction, because as I'm going through the studies at this level, some things are awakening, and I'm kind of glad that I am going through and reading the lessons 2 or 3 times so that they can speak into my spirit and they become a part of me. So that's another thing, is to make sure that as you're going through the program at this level, that you're allowing this to sink into your being. You're taking it in because of some dynamite things in this course to help you, you know, to help you grow, to help you expand. For some of you who've been on this path, a metaphysical path, for some time, these things might be a repeat, a going back over. But sometimes I don't feel like that's a bad thing either, because as you go back over the lessons, it brings it back to your remembrance and you become dedicated and you continue on that path. It's a reminder of the path that you're on and the path to continue on. So all in all, I just feel like, one, finding time for the program, questioning and making sure that when you're getting off track, how dedicated is this to me? How important is this to me? Finding the balance and the harmony with other areas of your life, and to make sure that as we are all doing multi different things in the society and moving fast, going fast, that you find the right pace for you. Each of our pace and how we get through the program is individual. The good thing about the program is that it is self-paced. So you know your life, you know your lifestyle, you know when it becomes such a stress. And as it becomes such a stress, then I feel like you need to, your body is telling you to slow down at another pace. We all will get through the program in our divine time. We all will be the world changers that we have been called to be in this program. So finding your own pace that works for you is another ideal item in this program. Really spend the time to allow the lessons to sink into your spirit so that they guide you. And the other thing that I find that has really been helping me in the program is taking time to meditate. Because as I meditate each day, what becomes priority comes to the surface of my being, and I know what is important for that day. And I'll allow the spirit to guide me into, this is what I need to complete, this is what I need to do, without feeling that stressed and hurried feeling of the day. And the other thing, with all things, when you're doing a lot and you have a lot on your plate, to eat well, to take care of your body, your mind, and your spirit, eat well, sleep well, take care of yourself, get rest. And the other balance of that is just have fun, you know, to take the time to enjoy life, to take a walk, to enjoy the earth and the beauty of the earth that God has created us in. It's all about finding that balance. And so these lessons are important. I just wanted to spend a few minutes to tell you where I am in the program, where I'm struggling to get along in the program. This, like I said, will not be a long program. It will just be me telling you where I am and where I'm finding the balance for the program. I plan to be sending my lessons in the next week or two after I kind of go over some things, and then starting on the master's program and looking forward to allowing those lessons also to settle in my spirit. The other thing I find has really been helpful me too is to listen to the weekly programs given by Dr. Masters. Every week it seems that I listen to something that for that time or period in my life has been really what I needed to hear. And the mini, if you're not listening to the mini programs, do listen to the mini programs, because the mini consultations, they'll have some very valuable information kind of help you on this journey we call life. And in this journey that we call life, we just have to take a step each day, be grateful for the day, and let spirit guide us each day. And that's another thing that I'm learning, to learn to let spirit guide me, the spirit of God inside of me, to guide me each day. And really, that has been for me a journey in itself, to listen, to take the time to listen. And that's my meditation, my quiet time, I call it, when I just take the time to listen to what it is God is saying to me, how to plan my day, how to plan my life, to know that I will achieve the goals that I am supposed to achieve in His divine timing, which will be at the right time, to know through the abundance of the universe that everything I need at any given moment will be given to me, And you relax and rest and know that it will happen in its divine timing. But sometimes we just rush ahead of ourselves. I've been so guilty of doing that, rushing ahead of myself instead of allowing things to happen in divine timing. So spiritual say that he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. The God inside of us is always on time. You may try to rush or control, but divine timing is right timing. So with all of that said, and not a lot much more, I will have a great guest next week, Spring Wolf, and she will be talking about how to get through, how to pick a subject for your subject, for your thesis or dissertation, how to choose the subject, how to get through it. These life classes are just, I'm going to kind of copy off Dr. Many consultations in us allowing ourselves to get through this program, us encouraging one another to get through the program. So I really suggest that you settle, relax, take your pace, pick your goal, pick your battle, and know that it'll all get done on time. This is Linda, just a mini little talk about how I'm doing in the program. Hoping that a lot of you will listen and get something from it. You're always welcome to call in if there are any about you, any of your, if there are any of you out there that would like to be a guest on the program to talk about where you are in the program. We're just, this program on Monday nights is dedicated to us to help us get through. For all to achieve, I've seen some people on IMM, the Facebook page, that Mark and a couple of other people, congratulations, have sent their programs in. A couple of people have gotten back their ministerial status, and they are now ministers. And I just want to say congratulations to all of you who have done and completed that part of the program. When one achieves, we all achieve. So you guys are pushing and hurrahing me on as I go on through the program. And all of those who may have just begun the program, who've just started listening, I just want to say we all can do it. We're all here for each other, and we all celebrate whatever steps, wherever you are in the program. If you're doing something daily, then we celebrate what you're doing. So with all of that said, I just want to say be blessed because you are. Be a blessing to the earth because you are. And we're all children of the Most High God. Know that, be that, and live in that. With all of that, this is Soul in the City. This is Linda. Come again. Be blessed.